Offside.
Ko Arizona reže, delavec ne podleže. V Belgiji poteka zadnji dan tridnevne stavke delavcev, ki nasprotujejo varčevalnim ukrepom konservativne vlade pod vodstvom premijeja Berta De Weverja. Stavko so v ponedeljek začeli delavci javnega prevoza in javne uprave. Zaradi stavke je državno podjetje Nacionalna železniška družba Belgije sporočilo, da bo obratovalo manj vlakov. Agencija za pomorske in obalne storitve pa je potrdila, da bosta onemogočena ladijski tovorni promet in prevoz s trajekti. Prav tako je okrnjen javni prevoz pod nadzorom flamskega podjetja De Lijn in bruseljske medobčinske prometne družbe. Protestno so delo prekinili tudi policisti, ki so kot razlog navedli vse slabše delovne razmere in pomankanje poklicnega ugleda. Drugi dan so se stavki pridružili šolski in zdravstveni delavci, danes še delavci v zasebnem sektorju. Zaradi stavke letaliških delavcev so pristojni odpovedali vse odhodne lete na glavnih letališčih v državi, Bruselj, Zaventem in Charleroi. Potek stavke predstavi novinar iz Bruslja, Dave Keating.
This is a general strike, and so actually today it is both private sector workers and public sector workers participating. In the previous 2 days, on Monday and Tuesday, it was just public sector workers. So on Monday and Tuesday, it was mainly public transport that was affected. Also bin bag collection, so trash hasn't been collected. Today, the private unions have also joined in. The main union that's kind of acting as the spokesperson today is the union CGSLB, ACLVB. Those are the two acronyms for both the Dutch-speaking communities and the French-speaking communities. So it is now a very big strike in Belgium, and today the airport is closed down because of the strike, so there are no flights departing from Brussels airport today.
Sindikati so k stavki pozvali zaradi ukrepov vlade De Weverja, saj menijo, da vodi politiko družbene razgradnje. De Wever je kot predsednik vlade zaprisegel februarja, potem ko je konec januarja pet strank doseglo dogovor o oblikovanju koalicije. Poleg premijeve flamsko-nacionalistične stranke Novo flamsko zavezništvo so v koalicijo vstopili desno-sredinsko reformistično gibanje, frankofonska centristična stranka Zavezani, krščanski demokrati in flamci ter levo-sredinska stranka Naprej. Stranke so koalicijo, ki so jo zaradi značilnih barv strank poimenovali Arizona, oblikovale 7 mesecev po junijskih volitvah. Med koalicijskimi pogajanji so se stranke osredotočale predvsem na znižanje proračunskega primankljaja ter na pokojninsko, davčno in delovno reformo. Od začetka delovanja vlade je tokratna stavka 12. mobilizacija belgijskega ljudstva. Sindikati, ki so k splošni stavki pozvali, zahtevajo višji davek na veliko premoženje in bogatstva digitalnih gigantov ter konec brezpogojnih subvencij velikim podjetjem. Razloge za stavko predstavi sogovornik.
The protests are about the new austerity measures from the right-wing government that came into power last year as a result of the Belgian election in June. So the government is seeking to reduce the government deficit by 9.2 billion euros by 2029. And on Monday, they did agree finally a budget that will make a whole number of changes. It will increase some VAT rates. It will increase the cost of flying. It will make it more difficult to collect pensions if you've taken long-term sick leave. A bunch of examples like that. It's just a coincidence, actually, that the budget agreement was reached on Monday as the strikes are ongoing, because those have been negotiated for a very long time. But this is quite a big strike. I don't have the exact numbers for how many people are participating. There's no large-scale demonstration scheduled for today. There's more smaller demonstrations. For instance, there's some union members protesting at Brussels airport right now, but no major demonstrations today. It's more smaller actions blocking roads. There's also blockages at the ports. There's right now 96 ships waiting to leave or enter the ports in Belgium, and there's no ferries in Flanders operating today.
V ponedeljek je vlada sprejela tudi večletni proračun, v okviru katerega je petstrankarska koalicija zvišala davek na nakup delnic, na letalske vozovnice in zemeljski plin, uvedla pa je tudi nov davek na banke. V proračunu je predvideno tudi krčenje državnih izdatkov, s katerimi želi vlada zmanjšati državni dolg za več kot 9 milijard evrov do leta 2029. Peter van Alst, profesor na oddelku za politične znanosti Univerze v Antwerpnu, pojasni, da so sindikati določila proračuna uporabili za mobilizacijo delavcev.
I think you can look at it both ways. So the government came to an agreement just before the strike started. So you could say that they are hardly influenced by the strikes. So that would limit the impact of the strikes. On the other hand, the unions refer to the fact that there are many unpopular measures in this new budget deal, and so they can use it also at their advantage. So you could say it works a little bit both ways. But the budget reform itself is very much a Belgian compromise with a lot of small measures and not one clear group that is targeted, I would say.
Proračun ukinja usklajevanje bruto mesečne plače višje od 4000 evrov z inflacijo. Za tiste, ki zaslužijo več kot omenjeni znesek, se bo plača uskladila do 4000 evrov, kar je leta 2022 veljalo za povprečno plačo v državi. Vlada je s 6% na 12% zvišala davek na dodano vrednost za nekatere izdelke in storitve, kot so bivanje v hotelih in turističnih kampih, članstva v športnih društvih in vstopnice za kino ali glasbene festivale. Podrobneje vsebino proračuna predstavi Keating.
This was a pretty hard-fought agreement. They had to find this savings somewhere. There was a lot of money spent during the COVID pandemic on keeping businesses and people afloat, and so now they're trying to find ways to pay for it. There was already some previous budget measures that the government of Prime Minister Bart De Wever says will reduce the debt by 15 billion euros. Now this would additionally save some more money over the long term. I think in the long term it's 17 billion euros in addition to that 15 billion euros. So we're talking a total of 32 billion euros. But again, that's over the long term, not in the short term. So some of these measures, for instance, are an cap on the indexation of Belgian employees. So Belgium actually has had one of the most generous inflation-indexed salary wage guarantees in the world. And so as inflation was running very high in the previous years, employees were getting very, very large raises, things unheard of in other countries. And so now they've capped that amount. So now it would only apply to the first 4,000 euros. So people making above that a month would only see the index applied on that. May sound like a lot, but Belgium also has the highest income tax in the world at 50% roughly. So it's actually not as much as it sounds. So the inflation index will make a pretty big difference. And this was kind of something that the government had lost control of as the inflation was soaring, because it was set in the law that they had to index salaries to inflation. And when inflation was getting to really, really high rates, some of the raises that were necessary, companies were complaining were unsustainable.
Kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, sta sindikate zmotili predvsem vključitev kapice na indeksacijo mesečne plače z inflacijo in izguba nekaterih pokojninskih ugodnosti za delavce, ki so iz zdravstvenih razlogov dlje časa odsotni.
Two elements of this budget that will be most resisted by the unions are the capping of the inflation-based indexation for salaries, and also the loss of some pension benefits for people who take long-term sick leave. I think that those will be the most controversial elements. On the other hand, there wasn't a general increase on VAT, which had been discussed, so they may be mollified by that lack of general increase on VAT. There are certain sectors that will be pretty hard hit, so perhaps people working in those sectors will be kicking up the most fuss. For instance, there's an increase on the hotel tax. in Belgium. So hotel chains have already complained that this would be a real hardship for them. In addition, there's going to be taxes, new taxes on sports and entertainment. That is supposed to save 1.3 billion euros or generate 1.3 billion euros for the government. So that would include things like sports club memberships, attending a sports game, cultural events. So we may see protests from those sectors as well.
Kot razlog stavke in protestov so delavci navedli tudi pokojninsko reformo. Vlada je julija sprejela tako imenovani poletni dogovor, s katerim je uvedla spremembe pokojninskega in davčnega sistema. V okviru dogovora se bo referenčno obdobje za javne uslužbence podaljšalo z zadnjih 10 let delovne dobe na 45 let. Zvišala se bo tudi upokojitvena starost za delavce belgijskih železnic in vojake, ki se zdaj lahko upokojijo pri 55 ali 56 letih. Po novem pa bo upokojitvena starost enaka kot za preostale delavce. To je trenutno 66 let, leta 2030 pa se bo povišala za eno leto. Van Alst komentira, da bodo delavci delali dlje za nižje pokojnine.
So people need to work longer, and that is something that a lot of civil servants don't look forward to, and even so if they don't work that long, they're kind of punished, so they get severely less pension. And even if they work as long, even if they work longer, they still get less. So it is the reform makes the pensions of the civil servants more similar to ordinary employees in the commercial market who have a much less good pensions. And so a lot of civil servants say, okay, we knew that if we wanted to work for the government, we would not earn that much, but in compensation, we got a very good pension system. And now that pension system is severely reformed, especially in the long run. So it will mainly be less advantageous for younger people at this moment.
Prejšnji mesec je prav tako potekala splošna stavka. Tej pa je sledil protest v prestolnici, ki se ga je udeležilo okoli 140 tisoč ljudi. Na stavko in protest se premier De Wever ni odzval. Keating pove, da vladajoča koalicija ne namerava odstopiti od varčevalnega načrta.
The Prime Minister, Bart De Wever, has been very adamant that he is not going to back down on these cost-cutting measures. He says it's a matter of balancing the budget. He's accused the previous governments of not running a sound ship in terms of the budget, and he says these are unavoidable, these cuts. He is greatly insulated here because a lot of the union activity and the strikes come from the French-speaking part of Belgium, which is much, much more to the left than the Dutch-speaking part of Belgium. In the north, there are two different versions of every party here in Belgium. So basically, there's a linguistic split between the parties, and the party that is the coalition of parties that are now in the government are mostly Flemish parties. And so they face much less pressure from their voting base for these types of austerity measures because their voters are almost exclusively Dutch speakers. There is one liberal party, liberal French-speaking party in the coalition that had a surprise victory in Wallonia, the French-speaking part, in last June's election, unseating the Socialist Party from power after decades. And they are quite right-wing, quite supportive of austerity measures. So the part of the government that's most under pressure is that Francophone party, because even though they campaigned in the election on a platform of cost-cutting and austerity, they still are facing a populace that is much more sensitive to these types of measures, especially because the unemployment rate in the French-speaking part of Belgium is much, much higher than in the Dutch-speaking part. So I would say from on the prime minister's part and from those Flemish parties, they don't face a lot of, they face less pressure than that Francophone party, the MR party, that is in the coalition government.
Delavci so se uprli varčevalnim ukrepom premijeja De Weverja, ki v želji po znižanju državnega dolga uvaja vse hujše reze v državne izdatke. Svoje ukrepe razlaga, kot da Belgice danes čaka delo, jutri pa sadje. Zaradi nove pokojninske reforme pa je jutri dlje kot včeraj. Belgijsko stavko je podoživljal Tim.